Today I'm so grateful for this opportunity for you to hear from our high school youth group about our trip to the ELCA youth gathering from Hannah, Ellie, and Aiden on behalf of our group.
To many of you, the thought of 30,000 teenagers may sound overwhelming, but on our trip to Houston, this was less scary and more astonishing and awe-inspiring. 30,000 Lutheran teenagers filled up half a football stadium and gathered together to worship, serve, support, and learn together for the better part of a week, united in the belief of Jesus Christ. This sheer amount of people all committed to demonstrating their faith amazed me, and most of all, left me feeling as though our church really was as big as I had heard it was. The awesome size of our church continued to follow me as I traveled to New Jersey 2 weeks after the gathering was over. A woman saw my backpack with the This Changes Everything logo and asked if I had attended the youth gathering. This sparked a conversation, and more connections were made as she told me she worked at an ELCA church nearby. One activity we did at a mass gathering demonstrated even further the size, strength, and reach of the church. Each attendee was asked to take out their phone and send the phrase, "May God hold you in a grip of hope," to someone they thought needed hope in their lives. As soon as they had completed this, they were to turn on the flashlight on their phone, thus symbolizing the passing of hope to someone who needed it. Before long, 30,000 people had their phones in the air and had spread hope, a fantastic demonstration of the strong power we have to act as God's hands. Each and every student I interacted with at the gathering was kind-hearted, hardworking, and was willing to enact change within the church. On the first night of the gathering, our presiding bishop, Elizabeth Eaton, told each of us that we were the future of the church and that we were going to be the face of the church. I strongly believe, after attending the youth gathering, that the future of the church is bright and exciting, and that we, as the youth of the church, have the power to change everything. Thank you.
The theme of this year's ELCA youth gathering was This Changes Everything. Being in a stadium with 30,000 other kids who share my faith, that felt like we were on the path to making a difference in the world. At the end of each day, Pastor Amanda asked us to write down 3 things we wanted to remember and bring back home with us. One of the things I wrote down was, "Your calling isn't just about what you do. It's about spreading love and being welcoming and helping others." Sharing the love we feel in the Grace community with new members and people outside of the church is how we can change everything. One of the reasons that church is so important in my life is the friendships I have formed here at Grace. This community is one of love and faith, and I always feel welcome here. But not all people feel accepted in their churches. 11-year-old Rebecca Brusahoff, the first openly transgender person to speak at an ELCA youth gathering, shared her story with us. While her parents and her church community recognize and love Rebecca for who she is, not every transgender kid has that kind of support system. Rebecca speaks out to make schools safer for transgender kids, and she uses God's love to spread hope in the LGBTQ community. One thing she said in particular resonated with me. She said, "Go out, start something, help somebody struggling in your community. Cheer them on, throw them a party, paint a giant rainbow flag out front. That's what I want my church to do." Each of us here at Grace can change everything by celebrating all people, regardless of our differences, like Rebecca does. On our service day, we were cleaning up a park in a low-income community, and we met a man named Gerald who lived nearby. He told us that he took care of the people who spent time at the park because if he didn't, no one else would. Gerald didn't grow up with a lot of love. His mom was always drinking. He was the only kid on his baseball team whose parents weren't at games supporting him. But he shared his love anyway. Gerald showed us that God's love is for everyone, including people who are struggling. Through God's love, Rebecca and Gerald spread hope in their communities. And we can do the same by loving everyone who crosses our paths, because God loves us and made us to be exactly who God wants us to be.
During my time in Houston, my fellow youth group members and I met various people throughout our trip that later appeared to me as God sightings, or people in which I saw carrying out the word of the good Lord. Though we encountered many amazing people, there were 2 gentlemen that stood out in my mind. The first one was a man named Joe we met on our first day while riding a bus into the city. I could tell all of us were kind of uncomfortable sitting on the bus, mainly because we were packed in like sardines. But out of nowhere, this man turned around and asked all of us, "So what do you guys want to do in your lives?" Instantly breaking the tension in the air. He was very kind, and at times I found him to be quite hysterical. His stories were a little far-fetched. However, in a city of complete strangers, he welcomed us with open arms, as God would have done. The second gentleman we met, whom I deemed God-citing worthy, was a speaker at one of the mass gatherings named Reverend Will Starkweather. His speech was on the act of self-harm and his struggles with it. He explained how he went to see a pastor about his problems and was utterly shocked when the pastor shamed him instead of attempting to help him out. Will walked away broken, depressed, and shut God out of his life. After mustering up the courage to speak to another pastor, Will was relieved when instead of being shamed, he was greeted with four words. "There's grace for that." And I will never forget those words. Sitting in the audience watching Will deliver his speech, I felt as though I was looking straight at God up on that stage as he was repeating one of his most famous sayings, "For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God." As I look back in my experiences in Houston, I'm overwhelmed by memories of God's presence in others, and I'm graced by the realization that God isn't just present in the people of Houston, not just the people of Texas, but God is present in everyone. Thank you.
Thank you. After Jesus fed thousands of people with those five loaves of bread, two fish that a child was carrying in their midst, many of those now fed and satisfied people began to follow Jesus. And then the people began to ask about that bread. They recalled that manna came down from heaven. They said, "Sir, give us this bread always. This bread that you say God is giving to us from heaven, give us this bread always." And Jesus replies, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Today we join in saying, "Jesus, give us this bread always. Give us the bread of eternal life that nourishes us so that we all may no longer hunger or thirst." I'm deeply grateful for you, this faith community that has sent our youth to participate in yet another ELCA gathering. I'm so glad that they are here this weekend to say thank you and to share with you about this experience. As we say, "Sir, give us this bread always." And so I invite you to keep notes this week. At the end of each day, write down your own three God sightings. How will you hunger and thirst for Jesus, the bread of life, this week? For as incredible as an ELCA youth gathering is, with all the lights and the music and the speakers and the people, God showed up in some simple ways too. A shared hope for the church. Visions of a world where all are indeed welcome. God showed up in random people that we meet along life's journey. And so I trust that Jesus, the bread of life, will be made known to you some way this week too. And in God, in Christ, Jesus will keep changing everything. Thank you. Thank you. Amen.